Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Average Joe. I'm Average Joe. This is the only radio show that's in black and white. Today we're going to talk about camping and RVs. We're going to talk about some other things too, but most of this is based on my personal experience of camping. My wife and I have been camping most of our lives and a lot of it since we've been together, but we're going to talk about that, and I have a promotion that I want to talk about here shortly about the Boots and Roots Music Festival coming up in August. So, as a matter of fact, our promoter, Becca Thompson, is going to be calling in to talk to us about that a little bit shortly. So, meantime, the number to call in if you want to talk about some camping later is 914-219-0884. So I think we may have Becca on the line now. So let's see if we can bring her up here. Hello, this is Average Joe. Welcome to Average Joe.
Hey, Stan.
Oh, hey, this is Becca. For those of you me personally, I go by Stan. Hey, Becca, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. So, Becca, we're talking about the Boots and Roots Music Festival coming up in August. Can you tell us, well, first of all, where is it going to be?
We got it going on at the Stanley County Fairgrounds. It's right off of the old 52, for those of you that aren't familiar with Albemarle.
Okay, so that's just right outside of town, for those of you that don't know. Headed towards Norwood.
Yep.
And let's see, who are we going to be listening to? I think you got five artists that are going to be in the music festival.
Yes, five artists. Not all of them are local, but of course we have a few local ones. Our main headliner is Bucky Covington from Rockingham. Some of you may remember him from American Idol, and he's also, you know, nationally recognized for that. Let's see. We've also got opening up for us is Cuz Coon, who is local. He's from Norwood. All of these guys are, you know, country artists, so it's pretty much a country music festival. Let's see. After Cuz, we've got Tyler Hutton and the Little Mountain Band, who's from Denton, North Carolina. And then we have Daryl Harwood. He plays all up and down North and South Carolina. China Grove, all those areas. And then the last one we've got is Charlie Farley. We are bringing him up from Arkansas. So we've kind of got him spread all over the country.
Very cool. Very cool. So this is a benefits concert for the veterans.
Yes.
And I think we're all affiliated with Post VFW 2908 in Albemarle.
Yes.
So that's awesome. So I understand there, for those of you that want tickets, I had posted on the Blog Talk Radio my website about where to get tickets online, and then if they don't want to get them online, where can they get tickets?
There is, let me say this. There are physical tickets that you can stop by the post and pick up if you'd rather come by and get them. However, they won't be there until Tuesday around 6 o'clock. But there
this
are
coming
physical
Tuesday.
Tickets. Yes, this coming Tuesday at 6 o'clock. I'll be by to drop, you know, a couple $100 for those of you that want to physically go and get your tickets.
Okay. And how much are they?
They are $15. It's straight $15, no tax or anything. And then the only other thing that you would have to pay would be if you decide to bring your own cooler to the event, we're charging $10 a head for cooler.
Oh, okay. So is there going to be food and beverages for people that don't have coolers?
Yes, yes. The American Legion Post is going to be doing let's see, hamburgers, hot dogs. I believe they said they were going to be doing some barbecue and some ribbecue, just kind of french fries all across the board kind of deal.
Yeah, okay, cool. And I think there's some camping available too, but I understand most of those spots are already reserved.
Yes,
is that
yes,
right?
The full service ones are filled up, but after talking to the guys with the Legion and coming full circle, they've decided to allow the ones that still want to come camp, they can come and park for the $15, because there are no more physical hookups, but you are allowed to bring a generator if you still want to come and camp. So instead of the regular $25 fee they charge, they're going to charge you $15 since we don't have those hookups.
Right. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else? Let's see, I think it's free parking.
Yes.
So let's see. And anything else we need to mention?
Not really, other than, you know, I've had some questions about alcohol, you know, with the coolers. You can bring it. That's part of the $10 charge. But just as a heads up to everybody, we are checking IDs, making that really clear. There will be color-coded wristbands and security on the premises to be sure that everybody's safe and has a good time.
Okay, cool. Well, that sounds good. And again, everybody, this is Becca Thompson. She's the promoter of this concert. She's the one that's actually organized this, and with a little help from her friends, but mostly she's the one that's been heading this up. And Papa help.
Yeah, every now and then.
But okay, well, thank you, Becca. I appreciate you taking the time to call in and giving everybody, I mentioned it last week, but I just figured maybe it'd be better to get it straight from the source, and we'll be talking to you again, I'm sure, before August 4th.
Oh, yeah, anytime, just give me a call. Anybody has any questions, you know, my phone number is on the flyer, on the YouTube page, you know, just feel free to give me a shout.
Can you say that again, Becca? We lost you there for just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I said, anybody that has any questions, you know, my phone number is on the event page. It's on all the flyers. You know, just feel free to give me a shout. If there's any questions, concerns, comments, all the above.
Okay. Well, awesome. Well, thanks again, Becca, and we'll talk to you later on.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So that was Becca Thompson. She's the one that's promoting this concert, and I just wanted to help her promote it on my show here. We, as most of you know, that again know me personally, me and my wife Joanne, we always try to work with the local VFW post and their events, and we try to support our veterans all the way around. So with that, today we're talking about, or we're going to be talking about camping. Feel free to call in any time if you want to talk about some of your experiences. We've only got about 21 minutes left, but, you know, we're going to try to cover as much as we can. I started camping pretty young. I was probably, I don't know, anywhere from 10 to 12 years old, and actually started camping with a church group. We had an organization called the Royal Ambassadors, which was kind of like the Boy Scouts in church. And just so happened, one of our leader, his name was John Ross. He was an active, I think, Army Reserve captain at the time, and he had a lot of military experience, and he also had a lot of military gear. And so we actually went camping, and we used two-piece pup tents that he provided that had no floor. It was basically just a piece of canvas, so it was a two-man tent, and you and your whoever your tent buddy was going to be, you carried one half, and your partner carried the other half, and then when you got to wherever you were going to camp, you just, you know, they snapped together, and you made a tent, and you were on the ground, but at least you were out of the rain. So we had some good experiences those days, but we learned a lot. I enjoyed that time. We learned a lot about how to cook and do things with not much, you know, the basics, you know, primitive camping, you know, a fire and how to get by with, you know, just a little bit of a little bit of materials. So that was my first experience camping. So, and then later on as a teenager, me and some of my friends, we would go camping and we would go down at Boiling Spring Lakes down in Brunswick County, North Carolina. And we would, you know, we were just, you know, again, teenage, but I guess in my high school years, we would go and camp and basically primitive camping too. But we did have, I think we did have a bottom in our tent. So it was a little bit better, but still, you know, it's hard to beat that experience that we had with learning from John and the primitive ways, I guess you could say, because we did actually have coolers and like a Coleman lantern and things like that, you know, to make things a little bit easier, so we didn't have to, you know, we had some refrigeration at least. And my biggest I would have three meals a day. It was for breakfast I had hot dogs, and then for lunch I had hot dogs, and then for dinner I had hot dogs. And that way I could just carry a pack of weenies, you know, some buns and some mustard and ketchup. And, you know, since I had my cooler, I could keep my weenies refrigerated. And they were easy to cook. You'd just stick them on a stick and hold them over the fire, and voila, you got dinner. So, and it was cheap. So, anyway, so that was kind of some of my early camping as a teenager. And then when we got a little bit older, we would go to, being a friend of mine, one of my high school friends, we would go up to Bryson City, North Carolina, up in the mountains, and we would go to Deep Creek, and we'd go tubing. But we would just, I think Mike was my friend, his family went there on vacations a lot of times, and so that's how we learned of the location, and we'd go up there, and I think we went up there at least a couple of summers. So we had a good time doing that, and we had a big old cabin type tent. You could probably put 10 people in it. And then, let's see, we would go to Buck Creek Mountain, which was also up in the mountains, of course, being the mountain up near Black Mountain. I've camped here in Stanley County, down on Bear Creek, over in the Uaries. You know, we've done some hikes. Some friends of mine and I, we've hiked in, and I think we did a 3-mile hike to Dennis Mountain, which is close to Mar Mountain over there, and camped, took the dog, and my dog actually had his own saddlebags, carried his food in, and all that. And I know I'm being very general here. I'm not really giving you any information about how to camp. I'm just really talking about some life experiences. But y'all are welcome to call in and give me some feedback or tell me about some of your camping experiences. Let's see. Having the URIs close by is a really cool thing. Been up to Roan Mountain, which is close to Tennessee. A buddy of mine, or some friend, several buddies of mine, we used to go up there, and that was a good. Roan Mountain is kind of like the Sound of Music, because there's no trees really. It's all just, it's a mountain you hike up. It's only about 600 feet elevation from the parking lot where you park, but it's about a 2-mile hike, I think, to get there, because you have to do a lot of switchbacks, and it's quite a pretty good little hike. But once you get up there, it's worth it, because you can see for miles, and because there's no trees and it's grass, and really a cool place to camp. And there's no charge to camp there. It's just, you know, as long as you don't make a big mess, The park rangers are fine with everybody parking there or camping there. Golly. And then Joanne and I, we've camped at, let's see, we actually went to Buck Creek Mountain, which was close to Black Mountain, which is free camping. But I'll cut to the chase here because we're running on time. But Joanne and I started camping, well, really right after we met or after we started dating. And then we didn't camp much early in our marriage, but then we eventually got back into it. And we discovered real quick we had gotten old and sleeping in a tent and having to get up, if you had to get up in the middle of the night and use the bathroom, you know, making a trek over to a bathhouse at a campground was something that we really weren't enjoying anymore. And so we thought about, well, maybe we need to consider getting a camper so we'll have a bathroom and have a little more modern conveniences. But, of course, you know, campers cost money. And so it was a while, but eventually we decided to make the decision, and we bought us a, I think it was a 29-foot tow-behind camper, and it was, there was no slides. It was like a, about a 2000 model, and it, but it had everything we needed. It was a nice camper, and so we camped in that for about maybe probably a couple of years, and we decided that we had, we were committed enough that we would go ahead and upgrade and move on to a bigger camper. And so we bought a brand new, I think it was a 2011 fifth wheel. It was 36 feet, I believe, and it was quite a hog or hoss. And of course, we had to buy a trailer or a truck to pull it with. So we were just to go from our little, 29-foot tag along to that 36-foot fifth wheel was quite a jump, and we really enjoyed it. It was a Colorado model, and it had I think it had three slides. And it had plenty of room. We had a big living room, and we had, a real nice bedroom, bathroom, shower, kitchen, even a big screen TV, and, of course, air conditioning. And so it was, like a Holiday Inn on wheels. But we had looked at a lot of campers over the years, and there was one particular camper that we kind of wanted before we bought the Colorado, and eventually that camper showed up on the lot at Dixie Camper Sales, and there's a plug for them in Albemarle that was like the model that we had actually wanted before we bought the Colorado. The reason we didn't buy it before was it just wasn't available. It was a Denali. And that's what we have now. Long story short, we ended up buying this Denali, which is actually, it's about 2 feet shorter than the Colorado. It's a 34-foot model. But we just liked it better because the kitchen was in the back, and it was just a layout that we preferred. And so we went ahead and traded and got that Denali. So I know I'm being very general here, but just kind of giving you some background, and we'll be talking about some of this stuff down the road. Just because this one show is about camping and RVing doesn't mean that it'll be the last time we talk about camping and RVing, because Joanne and I, it's a part of our lives. We don't camp as much as we'd like to, but we camp as much as we have time, as we can make time for, and as much as we can afford. I was going through last night, we were talking about it, kind of preparing for the show today, And we in the years that we've been camping, and I cannot remember exactly how many years that's been. But it's been probably almost 10 years. We have been to 22 campgrounds. Again, if you want to call in, the number to call in is 914-219-0884. So feel free to call in if you've got any stories or comments about camping. The 22 campgrounds that we've been to, believe it or not, are probably within, well, less than 200 miles of where we live. Mostly because, you know, time and money, you know, we don't have a lot of time off, or I don't, with my job. And then just the money and the fuel to do that. So it looks like we got a caller. I'm going to see if we can get this caller on the line here. Let's see. Hello, caller. This is Average Joe.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
John.
Don.
Yeah, this is John.
Hey,
Banks.
Don.
I was calling in about the RV information.
Oh, John. Okay, John. Hey, John. I know who this is. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
Good. This is a blast from the past. This is actually John that I used to go to high school with. Wow. Thank you, John, for calling
in.
I was
interested in your show here today because I've been looking at campers for about 6 months, and in fact, I was supposed to purchase one tomorrow, which I canceled last week. I was looking at a 2010 30-foot with two slides in Myrtle Beach, which is where
right.
I'm relocating here soon. And I needed something to temporarily use until I finish building a house. And I've been trying to decide, you know, whether to get a pull or a Class C or a Class D, and I've been going back and forth on it for quite some time. But anyway, interesting that information that you shared about the homes you've had, and there's so many different layouts and diagrams and floor plans, it's kind of hard to figure out which one really want.
Yeah, it can be overwhelming.
I'm looking for something, I guess, that can kind of a period of 6 months, and I basically live out of it, and then and then use it for travel later in the future. But I just haven't found the perfect one yet, I guess, and I don't want to purchase new. So the RVing, I've had two in the past I let go over time, but I'm in the market again. So if you hear of anything or you see of anything along those lines, maybe you could let me know.
Yeah. So you said you had considered Class C or Class A, I guess, which would be a motorhome, or a tag along. Do you have a truck to pull it with?
Yeah, I've got something to pull. I've got a GMC van, 2500 van that's ready to pull. I want something very light. You know, I want a super light or something that's not going to be too difficult to haul around.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, yeah, at least you've got a 3/4-ton truck there to pull it with. And being a van, of course, you know, you're not going to be able to pull a fifth wheel. So,
right.
I've definitely
decided against the fifth wheel because I don't want to purchase another vehicle. And I don't.
Well, I don't blame
you.
Yeah.
I don't need that much space. As much as I like the fifth wheels because of the size and layouts, and it's nicer than a house in a lot of cases.
Right.
But it's just beyond my means right now, and it's not something I really want to take. I don't want to pull around something that large. It's just a personal thing.
Right. So So if you want to, I guess, either just send me a message on Facebook and give me an idea of your price range, or, you know, you can say that online if you want, but just let me know kind of more details what you're looking for. And Joanne is always looking at campers, my wife, so we'll
yeah.
keep our eyes and ears open for you.
Well, I appreciate that. They're fun looking at. It's hard to get. The one that I found in Myrtle Beach, it's in great condition. It's a good value. I negotiated it to $10,000, and it's got all the equipment, and they only used it. They used it very seldom. It's been sitting in the storage facility for a couple of years now, and they decided they just need to get rid of it because they're not using it anymore.
Yeah.
And the inside is in impeccable condition, and it has all the bells and whistles that go with it, all the hooks and cables and hoses and everything. They're going to throw it all in for me. But I just backed off because I'm probably 2 months away from actually physically being there. So I don't need it
yeah.
sitting. I'm in the process of selling a house at the moment, and I don't really need to add a camper to the yard. So I'm probably 2 months away from an actual purchase. But anyway,
you really...
I enjoy your show there, and listen to the rest of it, and I appreciate your taking the call.
Well, thank you, John. And just a plug for John, I believe John has a transportation business down in Boiling Springs. Is that right?
Yes, I do. Boiling Springs and North Myrtle Beach. It's private hire transportation service. I've got a 15-passenger van that's kind of like a limousine, basically. And then I've got some other vehicles that I use in North Myrtle Beach. Not so much in Southport or Boiling Spring Lakes. I'm backing that off and really shifting everything to Myrtle Beach here in the next couple of months. But I appreciate that plug.
Okay. Well, yeah, man. We'll throw out your phone number real quick, and then we'll let you go.
910-477-7981.
Okay. Call John if you need transportation in the North Myrtle Beach area.
There you go. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Thanks for calling.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay. Awesome. That was a blast from the past. I haven't talked to John in probably since one of our last high school reunions. I don't know when the last time. We've only got about 2.5 minutes left here, but that was interesting. So, yeah, that's one thing that definitely my wife, Joanne, enjoys doing is looking for campers. If we were wealthy, we would have our own yard full of campers and boats and everything else. But anyway, so we there's nothing more that really the two of us enjoy more than camping. We do a lot of different vacationing activities. We've been on a few cruises and we do love to cruise, and we probably will talk about cruising in one of our shows. But for me personally, even though we're in a camper that has all the modern conveniences of home, when I'm sitting outside and we've gotten everything set up and I'm cooking some burgers or I'm cooking some chicken or whatever, or some chili, there's nothing more I enjoy than sitting out there cooking outside, sitting and looking at the fire, talking to some good friends, because we do camp with a lot of our friends that like to camp. And it's just so relaxing, and you can get away. And even though the places that we've camped are, not that far from home, just getting away and just, you know, forgetting about, you know, working and all the things that you have to do to make a living, just being out and enjoying the fresh air and the friends and the food, the nature. We used to carry our dog with us. She's gone to doggy heaven now, but we always enjoyed taking her with us and just walking her around the campground. We always meet nice people, so I encourage you. We've got about 30 seconds here. I encourage you, if you've ever thought about camping, give it a shot. You may want to start with a tent. Don't go out and buy a $20,000 trailer straight off the bat. But thank you again for listening. And I know it seems like it went by so quick today, but we will be on again next week. And guess what we're going to talk about next Sunday? Father's Day, because it's going to be Father's Day. So I know a lot of you will be with your fathers, but we're on out of here.
Last bit.
Oh, well, that must have cut me off.
Well, when you said 30 seconds, you had 5.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, like on mine, it was different. So I opened the door to listen to you because you didn't sound like you were saying the same thing, and you weren't.
Well, it is
you
a delay.
You were ahead of me.
Yeah, there's a delay.
Yeah, you were ahead of me, but when it come down to the end, you had 10. Well, you had 10 seconds left, and you started talking about next week, and all I heard was Father's Day.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's okay. I'll have to get used to that.
You have to apologize next week.
Yeah. Yeah, Jim said the same thing.
Jim said what?
He said, nice job until they cut you off right at 7.